God continuing to work through so many different venues here. We're humbled to have the Fox family with us, as well as their son Josiah and what he does down there at Liberty. I couldn't help but notice, I'm like, it's funny just to see how things go full circle. I remember when I was a little younger than him, those sunglasses were actually in style. And now they're back in. I'm going, I should have kept them when I had them. But we're very proud of Josiah and the work that he is being trained to do. And what he continues to do there is he has his academic training. And of course, Trent and Beth. And thank you all for the prayers for them, as well as your support. That's much needed. So it's a blessing to see that and hear from Josiah. Keep him as well as all of our college students. I know Daniel Scal as well. He's continuing his pursuit there. And just keep them all in your prayers as God continues to guide and direct them. You know, I was reading this morning in the book of Acts, and I was going over something that we covered a few months ago out of Acts chapter 16 that really stood out to me here this morning. It's in verse 25, after Paul and Silas had been arrested. Remember when they had cast out the demon from the demon-possessed girl, and they got mad because their way of profit was gone, so they threw them into jail. And they had been commanded to be beaten, and they beat them and then threw them into the prison. And it says in verse 25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And this is what really stood out to me this morning. And the prisoners were listening to them. And I stopped and started to think, you know, praise and worship is not limited to music. It's not limited to a particular genre of music. Praise and worship is a lifestyle. Praise and worship is who we are, what we do in our minds, what we speak, how we act, how we live. And how important is it, just to see this as an example, people are watching and listening to us as followers of Christ. And I just pray today, God, may they see you and me. May they see and hear a difference, and that difference has to come from you. So as we enter into our praise and worship, and that's what it all is, amen, okay, I just ask that you join us here in just a couple of moments of quiet prayer to the Lord, and that you just still everything that's going on, and just come before the Lord in prayer there in the stillness, the privacy of your own heart and your own mind as we begin here this morning. Almighty, infinite Father, we do thank you and praise you that you allow us to come into your throne room. God, I pray that we truly would exude praise and worship throughout our day. Father, I pray that people would see and hear and know you through us. Lord, I lift Josiah especially up to you this morning, a special hand of protection and provision upon him and Daniel, the entire Fox family, and those who have loved ones in school and away from us. Lord, that you would encourage and strengthen and comfort them. For those in the wake of this storm, oh God, all up and down the coast and in islands, Lord, we know people, we have friends who are missionaries to Haiti and the different places that are being impacted. Oh God, we know that nothing escapes your eye. So I pray for your hand of protection, Almighty Father. I pray, Father, that you would just protect those who are responding and those who are caught in the midst of tragedy or difficulty or danger, that you would have your holy angels surround them at this moment. Father, I do ask that we as a nation, as a church, as a people, as a world would begin to look up. God, you have told us again and again that the signs in the weather and the things that are taking place, from earthquakes to hurricanes to great winds to the seasons, all these things, these are signs that you are giving to us that you're drawing close, your day is drawing near. Father, may we be moved with fervent passion, desire to see the lost come and know you as their Savior. God, I pray that your spirit would be ever present here this morning. I pray that you would still and calm and quiet all the distractions in our hearts and our minds and around us. I pray that you would completely shackle the enemy and keep him from this place. Lord, I pray that we all would be responsive to what it is that you give to us through your Holy Spirit. We come before you not just with bended knee, but also we bow our hearts. We acknowledge you and claim you as the one true Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask for your presence here today. Lord, may you be glorified and exalted in all that is sung, in all that is spoken, in all that is done. For the glory of our eternal God, we ask this. In the name of Jesus alone, we pray. Amen.
Amen. As our worship team comes forward, I ask everybody to please stand. I just wanted to share a verse. Linda, Beth, and I had the privilege of going to Youth Pastor Summit up at Word of Life Friday night and Saturday, and what a blessing and encouragement that was to us and all the great things that are going on with youth around the country. But one of the things that they at Word of Life encourage, and certainly we do with our teens, is having a daily quiet time, and I certainly challenge you, if you don't, to have one, for that's certainly how we grow in the Word, in the Lord. But it says in 1 John 3:1, I was reading this morning, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God." 1 John 3a. Amazing. What manner of love. That we were sinners could be called the children of God. If you stop and actually put your mind on that, not everything else that's going on, and think, particularly if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called his children, the children of God? It's amazing, and no song hardly sings it better than this one. And can it be? And can it be? Let's sing this. That he would love us that much? Yeah, it can be.
Uh-oh, everyone's been departing the stage when I show up over here. Amazing love, amen? Wow. Turned out that maybe today you guys would do Our God Reigns. We need the rain, don't we? It's a good thing we're having that. But I got to tell you, I'm so thankful for Pastor. I'm trying to get Terry out of the car, you know, and trying to get the wheelchair out. And I have this little umbrella, and the wind caught it, and it went inside out. Like it was like facing the wrong way, upside down or whatever, and it wasn't working. He comes right out. He's got this giant beach umbrella that covers all three of us. And he's helping us get in. Pastor, thank you. You kept, well, at least Terry's hair dry. That was good. If you're a visitor or haven't been here for a while, and we'd like you to fill out a connection card. There's one in front of you in the pew. If you could fill that out and put it into the offering plate, and Pastor would like to follow up and talk with you at some point. A few announcements here today. One thing that we would ask is, after Sunday school, please be sure to go to your classroom, to your kids' classroom, and pick them up. I mean, not that you don't leave them, like, you know, for hours, but the Sunday school teachers need to also finish up their day and move on. So I know sometimes we like to talk after Sunday school, and we're all kind of hanging out there in the downstairs. So just a reminder that, you know, when it's over, just it'd be helpful to the Sunday school teachers if you go and pick your kids up soon, right after Sunday school. Also, a few announcements, actually a ton of them here, a lot of things coming up. Our Operation Christmas Child meeting is today, right after Sunday school, after you pick your kids up. And then after that is a walk through Bethlehem, and you'll see there's a notice here in the bulletin, an insert about that. But this is really very important that everybody comes to that meeting today, because it's going to come fast, and we need to kind of outline who's doing what and get that going. And the good news, pizza is being served, so you can have lunch as we meet to talk about the walk through Bethlehem. Also, for ladies, October 14th, next week, is the special ladies' night out. Today is the last day to sign up, so if you haven't signed up and are interested in going, please put your name on the list at the Welcome Center there in the foyer. Also, for the men's conference, Iron Sharpens Iron, next Saturday, there's a sign-up sheet there and a flyer about that in the Welcome Center. So any guys interested in going to that, I know that Joe Salemi is coordinating that. And Joe, you know how many people have signed up so far?
Seven
or so. So any other guys, if you're interested, you know, sign up, get your name on that sheet there today. And then October 21st, a concert featuring a couple singers from Avalon. And this is going to be amazing. This is like a nationally known group, and two of the singers are going to be here singing with us. So be a great concert, great way to worship God through music, and put the note on your calendars for that one, too. And there was a sign-up sheet there. We also need to know if we're going to fill this place up or need extra chairs or whatever. So please do that, and also tell your friends, family, other members about it, other neighbors or whatever, and we'd like to get people to come to that. There are a couple other inserts. There's one, an area in need of helpers. You can take a look at that in the insert. We won't go over that too much right now, but take a look at that. And if there's any way you want to help in any of those ministries, we have a few ladies who are doing a lot of the work, and they could use some backup support to assist them. So please make a note of that. We have the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's all stand, and we're going to recite Mark 10:45 together. So it's in the bulletin, but it's also up on the screen. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. John, would you lead us in a prayer?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you and praise you for protecting us in this stormy weather, Lord. We pray that you would be with us, hear our prayers. We thank you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers, Lord. We pray that we do continue to grow as a church, Lord. Now we pray that we take these offerings today, Lord, and use them to continue to glorify your name in this church, in this town, in this state, in this country. In your holy and precious name, amen.
Song that I'm singing today, Oh to Be Like Thee. Romans 8:28 says, God works all things together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And in the next verse it says, that he has purposed that we should be conformed to the image of his son. Faith without works is dead. Works without faith is dead. We're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, not us, but Christ lives in us. And that's what I'm singing about today. This is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of life's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be
Sharon. If everybody could please stand, we're going to continue to praise the Lord in song this morning. We're going to sing another awesome hymn, On Christ the Solid Rock We Stand. Amen. Amen.
I hope it's
And if you're staying on Christ the solid rock, say amen this morning. You know, we learned this song last week. It's an awesome song about the fact that Christ is enough for us. I actually mentioned 2 Corinthians 3:5 that says that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is in God. It's crazy how one minute you have a hole of something and you're like, yeah, I believe that truth, I know that, and then Monday happens. Do you know what I'm saying? But he's still all sufficient, but we just kind of forgot. Don't forget, Christ is always enough for us.
Christ is
I'm not afraid.
possibly don't stay focused, I'm not sure, except that we're sinners saved by grace. But our God is a wonderful and merciful Savior, and He forgives us for all of our transgressions over and over. Amen. Let's sing it right now. Lord, help us to be more faithful, to remember that you are all sufficient. Why would we go or do anything else? Lord, keep us focused, we pray. We love you. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.